Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. Governor Bill Walker today ordered all Alaska state flags at half-staff to honor victims in what is called the nation's largest mass shooting that took place in Las Vegas, Nevada last night. The directive follows a proclamation from the White House ordering U.S. flags to half-staff as a mark of respect and mourning for the victims and their families. Governor Walker called the incident a heartbreaking and horrific tragedy, saying, quote, Donna Byron Toney and my prayers and condolences are with the victims and their families. Per the president's proclamation and Governor Walker's order, all United States and Alaska flags should be lowered to half staff immediately. All flags should be returned to full staff at sunset on Friday, October 6. All three candidates seeking election to a seat on the Interior Gas Utility agreed it's taken far too long to bring natural gas to Fairbanks. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, all three say if elected, they'd push to accelerate the IGU's efforts to bring gas here and build a system to deliver it to customers.
The Interior Gas Utility was established 5 years ago by the Fairbanks North Star Borough to offer area residents a lower-cost alternative to heating oil and a cleaner-burning fuel than either oil or firewood. IGU board candidate Patrice Lee is a longtime air quality advocate, and she says her experience with the issue would help her move the IGU to more quickly secure delivery of natural gas to Fairbanks and from there to the area's homes and businesses.
The opportunity to get affordable, clean energy to Fairbanks is a natural extension of our need to clean up the air.
Board candidate Scott Eichholt agrees that's important, but secondary to the main mission of getting gas here and distributing it.
A lot of folks are focused on getting clean air, but in order to get there, we've got to get the job done first.
Jeffrey Rensel's also seeking election to a 3-year term on the board, and he cites affordability as his main priority.
We need to get this going so we can get an alternate and an affordable fuel to heat our homes and businesses, and it will help us clean up our air.
The 60-year-old Rensel retired a few years ago after working 28 years for the State Department of Health and Social Services, and he now works as a juvenile justice officer at the Fairbanks Youth Facility. He says that experience with bureaucracy would help him get the IGU moving more quickly.
To make faster progress is basically what I'm looking at. Going so slow, talking things to death is not what I do. You want to get in, get it done, and move on.
Eichholt, who's 45, emphasizes his experience with construction and contracting, gained through 9 years of work with Local 942 of the Laborers Union, where he now serves as business manager. Before that, he worked for Norcon, a big Anchorage-based oil and gas industry contractor.
I've got about 8 years working directly with management and contracts in this type of industry. So it gives me the background, I think, to add a lot of value to the board itself.
Lee cites her diligence in researching issues and organizing and mobilizing the community among her top qualifications for the board. The 62-year-old retired school teacher points to her work with Clean Air Fairbanks and Friends of Fox Springs as examples. And she says she'll advocate for consumers and businesses if elected to IGU Board Seat D.
Residents must have stable, affordable, clean energy. And our businesses will be more competitive with affordable clean energy.
Lee says she'd employ her researcher acumen into the IGU's proposed purchase of Texas-based Pentex Alaska Natural Gas Corporation. The IGU is considering buying Pentex mainly for its natural gas liquefaction facility to process the fuel and its trucking operation to transport it to Fairbanks. Both Eichholt and Rensel say they strongly support the Pentex purchase. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Governor Bill Walker and his top aides tried to make the case for enacting a new tax to a group of business and political leaders Friday. Alaska Public Media reports Walker says the state must figure out a more sustainable way to pay for services. He spoke at a breakfast hosted by the nonpartisan think tank Commonwealth North in Anchorage.
It's not fun to roll out stuff involving the word, I don't know how many ways you can disguise the word tax. But we just say it the way it is. It's a tax. And we're at the point where we can no longer be the only state in the nation that doesn't have a broad-based tax.
Walker has proposed a tax of 1.5% on wages and self-employment income. There would be a limit. No one would pay more than twice what they receive in an Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. Revenue Commissioner Sheldon Fisher says the tax would help stabilize the state's economy. It would raise $320 million. Fisher says that while there are more opportunities to reduce the cost of government, the state has already made deep cuts.
When we talk about right-sizing government, my argument is going to be that we need to be talking about the programs we have. It's easy to say, you know, state government is bloated, the departments are bloated, we know they can do this more efficiently.
Walker's chief of staff is Scott Kendall. Kendall says the lack of a broad-based tax creates what he calls a, quote, Alaska disconnect. He says that's when the growth in military or private sector jobs lead to higher government costs without providing revenue to pay for the costs.
The F-35 is coming to Fairbanks. Phenomenal for Fairbanks, phenomenal for North Pole. At the end of the day, will actually cost the state money. More public safety, more schools for kids, more wear and tear on the roads. That's the Alaska disconnect.
Kendall says industries, including the oil industry, will wonder if they have to bear the burden until the state has taxes that rise with growth. A special session on the tax bill and a second measure to increase jail time for offenses is scheduled for October 23rd in Juneau. Walker could add more items to the special session agenda. And mayors across Alaska are asking lawmakers to solve the state's multi-billion-dollar deficit during that next special session. The Juneau Empire reports that the Alaska Municipal League and Alaska Conference of Mayors wrote to the state legislature on Wednesday asking for progress. This is the third year in a row that mayors have pleaded to state officials about the deficit. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle says the mayors know that if the legislature doesn't act, costs will be passed to their cities and boroughs, and they, in return, will have to pass those costs via property taxes and sales taxes to residents. Castle says this has already happened in some areas, particularly school debt reimbursement. I'm Robert Hannon.